WTAW News Time. It's 6 minutes after 7. 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. For those interested in the Union Pacific Railroad plans to build a parallel track along Welburn Road south of College Station, you may want to attend a public hearing this evening. County officials just announced there will be a presentation that would close railroad crossings at Straub and Wade Roads and build a new crossing and traffic signal at Welburn and Greens Prairie Trail. The public hearing starts this evening at 5:30 at the Brazos Center. The Bryan City Council has directed the fire department to study the impact of requiring commercial building owners to install and maintain fire alarms that are monitored by alarm companies. Councilman Mike Sutherland called for the additional protection following last year's fatality fire at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
So if we can fix this in any kind of way, that's what I want done. And as long as I'm up here, I'm going to try to get it done.
Mayor Jason Byinski unsuccessfully sought for the study to also include homes. Fire Chief Randy McGregor and Fire Marshal Mark McFerrin expressed concerns of the cost to property owners. If you're making plans to watch the west side of Kyle Field go down, there's a map where you can and can't park and gather. You can download the map from the Texas A&M Transportation Services on our website at WTAW.com. A&M system officials have not revealed the specific time of the implosion on the 21st, but surrounding roads will be closed that morning from 5 until noon. And the system is reminding anyone with a drone not to fly it over the stadium. Recent arrests by College Station police involve a drunk driving hit and run and the seizure of a large amount of illegal drugs.
A College Station man's accused of drunk driving and a hit and run in Northgate, where a witness was struck trying to stop the offender. The victim, a 26-year-old man, did not require medical treatment at the scene. He told College Station police he was taking pictures of a car that was damaged by a small SUV and was waving at the driver to stop when he was knocked down and run over his face and back. With the assistance of other witnesses, the driver was stopped in Bryan on Brookshire Drive. According to the arrest report, 21-year-old Joel Reynolds said he was headed home. Officers determined Reynolds lived in the area of Welburn and William D. Fitch, which was the opposite direction of where he was stopped. Reynolds is out of jail after posting bond. A Bryan woman was arrested on two sets of drug charges. 50-year-old Lori Dillon's accused of being one of two women selling meth out of a motel room at the College Station Howard Johnson's 4 months ago. According to the arrest report, $14,000 of meth was found behind the toilet. Dillon's also being held for violating probation from a case in August of last year involving a personal use quantity of drugs. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has achieved one of his goals since he was first elected. That's his appointment to the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
And it has a huge breadth of responsibility over things that are important in the United States economy. Energy's bit one. Telecommunications is another one. Healthcare. We also have jurisdiction on the EPA. And I'm looking forward to my role as being responsible for trying to get the EPA reined back in.
Flores is one of four Republicans from Texas on that committee. No rain and cool but average temperatures encouraged thousands to crowd Texas Avenue for Sunday's BCS Christmas Parade. Thanks to the more than 100 entries in the 88th annual parade, the grand prize winner was the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. The judge's award went to Holy Cross Lutheran Church, and the award of excellence went to Mathnasium. You can see the entire list of all the category winners online at WTAW.com. News time is 7:09. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable year-round. Go to Barker's Heating and Cooling.
High pressure will take control of the weather this week. Any cloudiness this morning will eventually give way to sunshine. We're going to be up to about 60 to 65 today. It'll be clear overnight, lows near 45. Mostly sunny day tomorrow, temperatures approaching 65 during the afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be 45 to 50. During the day Wednesday, we'll see more in the way of sunshine. Temperatures Wednesday around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with the Aggies going bowling and losing their wide receiver slash recruiting coordinator. We'll have more on that coming up in just a bit. Also, Aggie basketball was action, both men's and women's teams, and the Aggie soccer team. Really, really good run came to an end in the semifinals in the Final Four. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50.
Fat, fat, fat. He's too fat, fat, fat.
This is so politically correct.
Fat, fat. He'll never get down, never get down. He's too fat for the chimney. Too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in.
Uh-huh.
There's no room for his tummy. Please do something, Mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin?
You hear those little clicks and pops in there? I mean,
that's as a record.
It was a record, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've got another digital file of it, but this has the old sound to it.
That department store that he'd have trouble.
Remember when Santa used to sell cigarettes during the Christmas season, you know?
No, I'm not.
Yes, sure. Santa holding up like a sleeve of Camels. You bet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rudolph, give me a light. You know it. Merry Christmas for every smoker.
Never get down. He's too fat.
I mean, here, that
she
just
means it.
Mean-spirited. Mean-spirited. Gee whiz.
Open the door and let poor Santa Claus.
Yeah, anyway. Giselle McKenzie, who was alive until just a few years ago.
Really?
Which could be said for a lot of people. Nonetheless, yeah. So, the president went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Made a quick visit on Saturday.
Reflux.
Yes, acid reflux. Said that he had had a nagging sore throat.
Huh.
The exam revealed that the sore throat wasn't caused by a virus. Instead, it was gastric reflux.
Yeah. Hmm.
Which, I mean, there's over-the-counter stuff for that. You know what I'm
covered
saying?
Covered under Obamacare, I'm sure.
No,
well,
it's not,
no,
actually.
No. As a matter of fact,
what?
Somebody does.
Not.
Yes. As a matter of fact, somebody in one of the shows mentioned that on Sunday. It is not covered. Now, the cause of this, often related to diet, and the common culprits would be red meat, alcohol, and caffeine.
If he's not careful, he's going to get gout.
The condition can also be related to smoking.
But he quit doing that.
I know. This story says Obama, a former smoker, used nicotine gum to make the quitting quick. So there's no word as to. That's apparently why he's been chewing gum in social situations when he really shouldn't be. It's better than him smoking.
So right? so he offended the entire island of Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he couldn't kick the fraho habit.
There you go, just saying. So we'll wish him good luck and hope he's carrying some Tums around. See how that works. $7,500 slice of fruitcake sold at auction on Friday. Not your ordinary piece of cake, actually. It was the treat that was given to guests at the royal wedding of Will and Kate back in April of 2011. It's really not rare, though. The couple actually had 27 wedding cakes made.
27?
27, yeah. And I don't know how big the slices are. Anyway, the $7,500 slice of fruitcake, part of the Hollywood Legends 2014 auction. Cake was an interesting company. Included was Bruce Lee's wrestling headgear, wooden octagon nunchucks, and a training jump rope. Farrah Fawcett's wooden shoe molds, a scream mask, hey, and a cape from the movie, David Hasselhoff's Knight Rider jacket and golf cart, and a pair of handcuffs from Harry Houdini.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So there you are. Now, while we're speaking of that word, that one, earlier this year, Coca-Cola bought Surge Soda back, making it available for purchase on Amazon. Now one of the iconic cereals of the 1990s coming back to the shelves after a petition and Facebook group made some noise. General Mills will bring back French Toast Crunch,
woohoo!
Which was introduced in 1995. But it's been gone from our shelves since 2006. Still in production in Canada. What is that about?
Well, the Canadians have different stuff. We talk about the gravy-flavored potato chips.
But this is how come we didn't get to keep it? We're just, it's up there. Anyway, the cereal already popping up on shelves in grocery stores, expected to be available everywhere in U.S. America by the end of January. So there you go. Hope things turn out better.
And crispy M&Ms are coming back, too.
Crispy M&Ms.
They've got the pretzel ones, and people just lost that. They like the crispy.
Yeah, yeah.
They went away, and they said, well, we've got these pretzel ones, and everyone said, now.
Not the same.
I like the pretzel ones.
I think they're fine.
But the same reason is do you need that much bad chocolate? You know what I'm saying?
Some people don't consider it bad chocolate, Snooty McSnooters.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying, it's bad chocolate.
It's bad chocolate.
Hello? Snob.
Yeah. Just saying, it's about time that they got a French Toast Crunch back, eh?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But up there, it's shaped like hockey puck, so, you know. Some of you heard about this. A passenger jet landing at London's Heathrow Airport.
Mm-mm.
Apparently extremely close near miss with a drone. We're talking an Airbus A320, which is,
That's a big airplane.
Yeah, about 200 people in that. Was beginning its descent toward Heathrow over the summer. We're just now learning about it, but just when this happened over the summer, when a pilot noticed a helicopter-style drone flying nearby. And the problem is the drone is not visible on air traffic controller screens. Police unable to determine who was flying it, therefore. They said, obviously, even something that small could be a devastating situation if it hits the airplane. Reminding us of the Hudson River emergency. That was birds. That was a flock of geese that caused that problem. Mm-hmm. So, nonetheless, saying that's something to be concerned about.
If only it had been a licensed pilot flying.
Oh, of course. Then, yes, everything would have been fine. And again, if they can't find it, if they can't trace it, doesn't really matter who's flying it. But there you are. See how that works. And here we go. Here's our, our feel-good story today. This one actually happened around Thanksgiving, but we're just learning about it. In Oregon, a man hiking stumbled upon a man who was proposing to a woman. He photographed that special moment.
Oh, yeah.
And successfully used the internet to find those people.
Mm-hmm.
Whole process took about 5 hours. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
A Reddit user Needs More Wolves, who's also known as Paul Wolf, took the photo and posted it. Then he wrote, I have no idea who these folks are, but would like them to have this photograph. Within hours, the couple's best man contacted him and confirmed that the woman in the photograph had, in fact, said yes. So Wolf took the photo at Mount Hood National Forest, just outside Portland, and greeted the couple briefly when they passed each other on the trail. A few minutes later, he looked back and saw the man on one knee, and he took the picture. So now, how does that work? How was this... this best man able to find this picture?
He was probably on Reddit too,
and so Reddit just puts stuff out there.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wide open forum for lack of a better description.
Okay,
you post links and pictures, and people comment. And the comments is where all the magic really happens. It's the community, and they're all split up into subreddits. So just subcategories, basically. Yep.
But I mean, he would have to known what the guy wears, right? I mean, what he was wearing or something?
Or just, the best man probably knew he was proposing on top of that particular
peak.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. I can get that. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about what's really important. Restaurants in Japan rushing to secure supplies of French fries after shipment delays from U.S. America. How dare we? With one chain airlifting 200 tons... Giants of the fast food and family restaurant sectors depended on imports, but the dock workers' dispute on the U.S. West Coast apparently has caused a months-long slowdown, creating a backlog and crimping imports to Japan. So the Japanese arm of McDonald's has been having problems since mid-November, while the operator of the Gusto chain of family restaurants said it planned to fly in around 200 tons of French fries to avoid running short. Oh, thank goodness. Really? That's what we're doing. I guess they put them on those 747 jumbo jet cargo planes and take French fries over there to them. All right, 720.
Troubled by painful and healthy varicose veins or spider veins? Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center, the leading authority in vein care. Varicose veins are the number one cause of restless legs and night cramps. As the end of the year approaches and insurance deductibles are lessing, now's the time for vein evaluation and treatment. I'd like to thank our many loyal patients for their support in voting us best of Brazos every year. You can ask our patients how remarkable the technology of vein care has evolved. Call our office at 696-8346 or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Are you a John Deere enthusiast, or are you searching for that perfect gift this holiday season? Well, don't forget Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. Stop by and check out this year's John Deere toys, from bicycles to wagons, all in John Deere green. For the older ones, check out the collectibles and clothing options. And for the outdoorsmen, Yeti coolers, UTV accessories, tools, gun safes, and more. Stop by and visit your local Sioux Falls Prater Equipment location or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Tower Point is celebrating, yes, Christmas, but also our first anniversary. And we want to give everyone the perfect gift, a clean car. Now through December 31st, buy one hand car wash, get one free. Or, if you want a complete American Lube Center same-day service detail, starting at just $129.95, drop off and pick up. Or make it easy on yourself. Call and we will do it for you. Celebrate now until December 31st. Our gift to your families from all the American Lube Center families. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. It's 723 News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you want to be part of our My Christmas Angels program, kind of a neat deal we've been doing with Blue Baker for a few years. Now, all the angels are gone from the trees at the Blue Baker locations, but, and you can't go online to find an angel now, but if you would like to donate, if you'd like to pledge some money, 695-9595, you can do that this morning. Now, that's a different phone number. That's a regular office number. But you can call this morning. We have people here at the station who will take down the information, and that way you can be a part of the Christmas Angels program.
And be patient. If you can't get through, they're working furiously. There's actually quite a bit of interest this morning.
Yay! Yep,
yeah, a lot of doing good stuff. Now, if you happen to have an angel, you do need to wrap and return your gift by Wednesday. Okay, that's the deadline. So if you can do that, then that can make things happen for kiddos.
You can do that here at the office or at the Blue Baker locations.
Yes, you can do that, and we'll take it from there. Don't know how this will end, but new rules for the federal prisons will prohibit smoking among federal inmates.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Mm. Just a few exceptions. The smoking ban in federal prisons will target more than 212,000 inmates who will be disciplined if they're caught with cigarettes, cigars, pipes, or any other tobacco products. The Bureau has been cutting back on smoking at federal facilities in recent years. Original proposed smoking ban was back in 2006. They're just now getting to it.
Brazos County bans it.
Yeah. So guess you don't. They don't want you dying in prison.
There you go.
Smoking cigarettes. So how are your Christmas cards looking?
Good.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Eric Hoover writes a column in the Washington Post and thinks about, well, how Christmas cards have changed. He said, today's cards may appear more personalized because they're pictures of spouses and kids and pets. Yet on the back side, there's usually not one trace of ink. There is no original message. Just a few years ago, most holiday cards included some kind of a missive or at least a signature. He writes, but now it's a made-to-order card with the standard greeting, or even worse, imperatives such as dream, smile, and laugh out loud. Can't we just wish each other well without giving orders? I kind of like that. He admits that he and his wife are not blameless, that they pay an artist to come up with this spiffy image for their holiday cards, but he also said we do take time to write about 60 handwritten messages per year.
There you go.
Even some of the most harried parents that we know manage to spend several hours a week on Facebook, usually posting updates about their kids. Why not log off,
spend a few minutes writing something personal. Not a bad idea.
Because that takes too much time.
It takes time, and it feels good when you're done.
Now, he talks about major offenders like the couple who always send a fridge magnet of their son each year. And he said, in fact, last year he received a card of that included the sonogram of their child. He said, yes, this glimpse inside our friend's tummy made me feel even closer to her, just a little bit too close. So, might not want to do that. But really, just log off and do it that way. I can remember years ago we used to get in a Christmas card a letter, and again, it was years ago, that they used carbon paper to write, you know, this what's been going on with the family. And, you know, they've been doing this, and they, you know, it's a good catch-up, but that's one of the things that Christmas cards really used to be about, and now they're not.
Well, there's not as much catching up needed, especially if you're on Facebook.
Right.
You already know.
Go ahead and take that pen, that thing here, that pen right there, and actually write it down.
Ooh, sound effects and everything.
Well, I know. Live sound effects would be pretty cool. 727, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be okay during the day, about 65 or so. Tomorrow, 68 ought to be nice, but the winds are out of the northeast, so it's a little bit cooler than you might think with those temps. Lows will be probably in the middle 40s. We have no mention of rain until we get to about Thursday, and it'll be a 20% chance of rain on Thursday night and Friday. Currently, the winds are out of the north at 6, 89% relative humidity. The wind chill factor is 43. The air temperature is 46.
Alcohol use by persons under age 21 years is a major public health problem. Alcohol is the most commonly used and abused drug among youth in the United States, more than tobacco and illicit drugs, and is responsible for more than 4,300 annual deaths among underage youth. Although drinking by persons under the age of 21 is illegal, people aged 12 to 20 years drink 11% of all alcohol consumed in the United States. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, with the Christmas season underway, one of the wealthiest enclaves in California is demonstrating what liberal compassion really looks like. San Jose is in Silicon Valley, home of America's prosperous tech industry. And until last week, San Jose was also where you could find the Jungle, one of the largest homeless camps in the country. Now, one of the hundreds of homeless there, a former tech employee, told the media that the Jungle had even developed its own economy. But authorities decided they'd had enough. Hundreds of homeless were not welcome in Silicon Valley. So last Monday, officials went there and posted huge yellow eviction notices. And they warned that the homeless and their non-homes and all of their stuff would be forcibly removed if they didn't vacate. Well, 72 hours later, the liberals who run San Jose made good on the promise. The cops were sent into the Jungle to clear out the 200 or so homeless people still hanging around. Advocates complained that there was nowhere for the homeless to go. No provisions had been made. They were kicked out anyway. Ironically, San Jose had already spent over $4 million on previous efforts to clear out the homeless, but they returned. Maybe this time they'll get the message. They're not wanted. They're too close to the wealthy liberals who donated millions to Obama's campaigns. It doesn't look good. Message to the Jungle's homeless. The only thing libs want to know is, do you know the way from San Jose? If not, they will show you. You have to pay for it, though.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Okay, radio listeners, I've got the Christmas deal of the day for you right here. Two words. Sherry's Berries. These gourmet berries are juicy, decadent, and freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey deliciousness. Then they're covered in amazing toppings like chopped nuts and chocolate chips. And right now you can get these gourmet dipped berries starting at $19.99. Plus, order today and get double the berries for just $10 more. That's a fantastic deal, and these berries are so festive, juicy, and irresistible. They're perfect holiday greetings for friends and family you can't be with this season, or for that amazing party host, your child's teacher, client. Trust me, if you want to make anyone smile this holiday, these berries are the way to go. Gourmet dipped berries starting at $19.99 and double the berries for $10 more. But hurry, Christmas is almost here, and this deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter secret code 6767. That's berries.com, secret code 6767.
Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinsky family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A proposal to require all commercial buildings in Bryan to have alarm systems monitored by alarm companies will be studied by the fire department. During initial discussion at the last city council meeting, Fire Marshal Mark McFerrin says it would have made a difference in the response time to last year's deadly fire at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
If something like this was installed in the KC Hall, there's a good possibility that we would have
faster
had
response
early, early notification.
But McFerrin also expressed concerns of the cost to building owners.
What are we going to do with our vacant buildings? Dealing with 40-year-old vacant buildings, are we going to require power to be restored to these buildings to install the alarm panels?
The proposal was submitted by Councilman Mike Sutherland.
I didn't say do it. I said look at it. The recommendation is to look at it, come up with the ordinance, recommended ordinance, and to tell us how much it's going to cost. And I'm disappointed that you're trying to kill it right now. You know, I know there's a lot of downside to it, but there's no downside compared to what happened in that KC Hall. There's nothing worse than that.
All commercial buildings in Bryan, vacant as well as occupied, will be part of the study that is expected to take until next summer to complete. Union Pacific Railroad and Brazos County officials have proposed closing two railroad crossings as part of building a parallel line along Welburn Road, south of College Station. You have the opportunity to see those details and offer your opinion this evening. According to a public hearing notice from the county, crossings would be closed at Wade Road and Straub Road, and a new crossing would be built along with the installation of traffic signals at Welburn Road and Greens Prairie Trail. The public hearing will be held at the Brazos Center this evening starting at 5:30. A few more details have been announced about the upcoming implosion of the west side of Kyle Field. The Texas A&M University system has not given a specific time when it will happen, but on December 21st, several roads will be closed between 5 a.m. and noon. Online at WTAW.com, you can download a map and read a news release where public parking is available and where spectators can and cannot gather. System officials have also issued an advisory, they say, banning the use of aerial drones over the implosion site. The reorganization of Congress from last month's elections has resulted in more Texans getting leadership positions. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's a reflection of the state's population and its economy.
We've produced, you know, almost 35% of the jobs that have been produced over the last few years. And I think it's important to take that success and be able to use those Texas models in Washington moving forward.
Flores says it's the most influence Texas has had in Washington in the last 10 years.
Texas sort of got put out in Siberia after Dick Armey and Tom DeLay left Congress, and we're just now getting that back. Now, I think it's important that we as Texans use this carefully and not use it boastfully, but use it in a way that makes life better for families and not to toot our own horns.
Flores became part of that transition when he was elected chairman of the Republican Study Committee, and six House committees are chaired by Republicans from Texas. Three recent Brazos County District Court criminal cases resulted in prison sentences.
A College Station man who's been in jail since his arrest 9 months ago has entered a plea agreement on several charges. 27-year-old Douglas Foster II admitted to firing shots outside the Saddlewood Apartments in Bryan. Witnesses reported the intended victim, a 15-year-old who lived at the complex, was not hit. Gunfire hit two cars. Foster was sentenced to a total of 8 years in prison. A Bryan man who was arrested the week before he was scheduled to finish 7 years of probation for drug possessions headed to prison. 27-year-old Zachary Ridgway was ordered to serve 5 years of an originally imposed 10-year sentence. According to court records, Ridgway owed more than $5,000 in fines and fees, and he admitted to stealing a $150 toolbox from a store in College Station last March. A Calvert man has been convicted by a Brazos County District Court jury of attacking a woman and taking her purse outside the Denny's restaurant in College Station last year. The jury sentenced 30-year-old Antarius Ashley to 40 years for the robbery. Victim was taking restaurant money to the bank when she was assaulted and robbed. Police credited capturing Ashley to a bystander for following the getaway car, and the driver of the getaway car who ordered Ashley out, Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The temperature was perfectly average for this time of year at 55 degrees, and the thousands that lined University Drive and Texas Avenue welcomed the absence of rain on Sunday for the 88th BCS Christmas Parade. The entire winner's list is online at WTAW.com. The grand prize winner was the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. The judge's award went to Holy Cross Lutheran Church, and the award of excellence went to Mathnasium. Finally, volunteers are being recruited to resume planting pine tree seedlings at Bastrop State Park to replace what was lost during the wildfires 3 years ago. Park Superintendent Jamie Hackett says since the reforestation effort began, seedlings and other plants have popped up and become food sources.
Deer have different plants that they prefer to eat. You know, if there's one kind of species, they'll eat it prior to the next one that they prefer, and they kind of go on down the line like that. So typically the plants that the deer prefer to eat will get impacted.
The goal is to plant 500,000 seedlings between now and next February. Individuals to families to large groups are invited to volunteer by contacting the Bastrop Park office. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let Royalty Pecan Farms take the hassle out of your holiday shopping. They can gift wrap fresh, locally grown Texas pecans and ship them to your business associates and loved ones. Choose from natural or flavored pecans, or pick up a handmade Royalty Pecan pie or other baked goods for your holiday get-togethers. Shopping is easy online as well at royaltypecans.com, where you can order pecans, pies, breads, corporate gifts, and more. Don't forget, the gift shop is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
I've talked about stuff on the radio for a number of years now, and it never surprises me as to what people take away from what I've said. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I think I've been stopped and asked more about Brazos Valley MMA than anything else. Well, I'm happy to report that it does truly work to the tune of 10 pounds over the last month. I feel a ton better, and it's a lot easier to keep up with my 8-year-old. It's fun. No, really. I'm always doing something different. I'm not going to lie, it's hard work, but I love it. It's a combination of boxing and jiu-jitsu. There is some traditional stuff like weightlifting and cardio, but it's done in such a way that you don't so much know that it's, air quotes, work. It's a lot different than just personal training, and with even better results, at least for me. Matt is my personal trainer slash coach slash instructor, because I'm learning a lot of stuff. He mixes up the workouts, so I really look forward to going in, and I go in 3 days a week. I'm not only getting into shape, but I'm also learning a skill in how to protect myself and my kiddo. To find out more, go online to BVMMA.com, or they're real easy to find. They're in the mall down in the Sears wing.
It's 7:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will take control of the weather this week. Any cloudiness this morning will eventually give way to sunshine. We're going to be up to about 60 to 65 today. It'll be clear overnight, lows near 45. Mostly sunny day tomorrow, temperatures approaching 65 during the afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be 45 to 50. During the day Wednesday, we'll see more in the way of sunshine. Temperatures Wednesday around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll be back, and
expecting more out of ourselves.
That's head coach G. Guerrieri after the ladies made it all the way to the Final Four in soccer. More on that, more on a new coaching change at A&M, plus the Aggs are going bowling. All that and more coming up in about 10 minutes.
And I tried, I mean, you can find almost anything on the internet. I don't know if you've heard about it or not. It's a pretty neat thing.
The internet? Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Pretty cool. You can find almost anything on the internet. What you cannot find is the New Jersey Institute of Technology fight song. And I wanted to play that this morning.
Maybe they don't have one.
Maybe not. They will now.
You've made them a fight song?
No. I'm just saying they need one now.
Oh.
Located in Newark, New Jersey, the only independent school in Division I basketball. The team has lost 5 of their first 7 games. But on Saturday, while most people were not paying attention, they actually beat number 17, Michigan, in Ann Arbor, 72-70. Jim Ingles, who's the coach at NJIT, the Nidgets.
And the Highlanders?
I don't know. I like Nidgets better.
Nidget works.
Yeah. Appropriately summed up the game saying, well, I'd kind of sort of penciled this one down as an L, so I don't know what to tell you.
God love him for being honest.
Yeah, the kids are going, well, way to go, coach. Thanks for believing in us. Yeah, to beat them in Ann Arbor. Yeah, they are their Highlanders.
Wikipedia says the Highlanders and no fight song.
Yeah, I think the Nidgets would be better. Mm-hmm. And, so we'll see.
Fight on, Nidget.
Well, you know, there's somebody furiously making T-shirts in Newark. Now, of course, they'll be stolen since they're in Newark, but nonetheless, like that. Just saying. If you'd like to be a part of our Christmas Angels program, give us a call this morning, 695-9595, 695-9595. We have people here right now who will take your pledge over the phone. And sad note, the passing of a guy who made this part of our world, this little sound right here. Yes. This is the sound of Pong.
Yeah.
Ralph Baer, one of the first pioneers in commercial video games, has passed away at the age of 92.
I did one of my commentaries on this last week.
The inventor who was, that he passed away?
No.
Yeah, that he was 92? Yeah. The inventor who has over 150 patents to his name was the inventor of the brown box, which would eventually become the Odyssey, the Magnavox Odyssey. He was born in 1922 in Germany. His family escaped to America. He was self-taught in his love. All right, that's enough. a little annoying. He was self-taught in his love of technology. And he, in fact, served in the U.S. military during World War II as an intelligence officer, got a degree, designed medical equipment, power line equipment, and then started work in a TV game unit number 1, codenamed the Brown Box. Magnavox picked up the license for his invention in 1972. The Magnavox Odyssey was launched and sold 330,000 units in its 3-year lifespan, with a total of 27 games sold for the console. Table tennis, which would be copied by Atari and be called Pong. So there you are.
Off to that big paddleboard in the sky.
That's right, the dad of Pong. That was the inventions. Those were the inventions back then. Time Magazine has put together some of the best inventions for 2014. To let us know what they are. The Hendon hoverboard. Have you seen this thing? You can only go about an inch above the ground, and you have to be over special material like copper or aluminum. But
it makes a god-awful noise.
It's the hoverboard that, you know, we see in Back to the Future, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Wytricity. I don't know why they couldn't come up with a cooler name for it, but it's basically wireless electricity, and it's in development for Toyota cars and Intel PCs and more. The coolest cooler. That's the one we've talked about that not only will cool your drinks, but plays music and charges your phone and blends your mixed drinks and a whole lot more at coolest.com. Ringly, it's a phone that can be programmed to glow when wearers get an email from a specific person, text from somebody, or any number of communications. Super bananas, exactly what they say. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Australian biogenicist, has put together this vitamin A-enriched banana that can help kids in sub-Saharan Africa keep them from going blind because of the vitamin A. The selfie stick, this has been outlawed in where? Korea? The selfie stick that enables you to position a smartphone beyond your own arm's reach so you can take your photos at a better angle.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, it is, the selfie stick.
How do you get the button to push, though, because I'm not, you know.
Timer, I would imagine.
Yeah, it could well be. The 9450 smart sensor. It is a basketball with 9 sensors and a Bluetooth chip that sends information to a mobile app allowing players to measure the arc of their jump shot, for instance.
You can't improve it if you can't measure it.
I guess. I didn't say there was a market for all these. It's just that they happen to be kind of interesting things that are out there and available if you'd like to go ahead and spend the money on them. And finally, there's the I Am Elemental. This is a series of action figures meant to portray women as heroes with strong personalities. Each figure embodies a different element of heroism, like persistence and honesty. It's the I Am Elemental.
I Am Elemental.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Officials in one French city have been forced to scrap the plans they had to issue identifying badges.
Badges?
To the homeless. Yeah. Don't use
that. So you have to identify the homeless?
Right. Human rights groups slammed the yellow triangle cards that were being handed out in the city of Marseille. The cards were meant to be worn by residence-challenged people.
Oh, residency challenge. Are you kidding me?
They're not homeless. They're residence challenged.
They've been upgraded from urban outdoorsmen?
Yes. So the rest of the population would know who they were. Local officials claim it was all meant to help the homeless. But an advocate for the group said this is scandalous. It is stigmatizing. He went on to say that the badges were discriminating and a breach of privacy. About 100 activists and homeless people protested against the cards outside City Hall, forcing officials to reevaluate the plan. Could we get one that says idiot? Resident idiot? How about that? I mean, because we know we have people we'd like to hand those out to, right?
You know, there's something to that, though. It would be nice if they, like, were qualified, you know, when they're panhandling.
I was just thinking that. What? Registered panhandlers. And I'm not kidding.
That way, you know, it's not just some schmuck.
There are so many people
now,
who
wait
make
a minute.
Hundreds
wait,
of thousands of dollars a year.
Okay, what do you mean some schmuck? What? How is that different? What is a registered panhandler? What does that mean?
If anyone finds evidence that you have an actual residence, that you're not spending it on food. I mean, because people drive to places, they get dropped off, and they'll sit there for a day and make $6,000.
I see, I don't believe that.
That's absolutely
you're
true.
That.
I've seen so many, we've investigated this panhandler in our location.
There was just one the other day where this woman was standing out with an infant. This was a couple weeks ago. I found it on Facebook. And they watched her climb into a brand new Merc.
See, now what is that about? I mean, shouldn't CPS be, if she's standing out there on a road with a kid, with an infant? I guess it's the time of year, too. Huh? All right, it's 12 till. Wow. Okay. I got nothing else to say. Where was this happening? Was it local? Was it, Texas? Was it California?
It's all over the
place.
Was
it Austin?
I know somebody specifically when I lived in Temple that used to go to Waco about every other week and do just that. And made, he estimated he made somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000.
I don't begrudge the panhandlers. It really upsets me when people who don't need it prey on the kindness and generosity of people who are willing to give it up.
Yeah, okay. Registered panhandlers. Okay.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. There's something new at Superior Air Repair. It's our new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Now when you need air conditioning or heating service, call Superior at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. Easy to remember, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR from Superior Air Repair. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Here's a question. Do you, as a parent, make a lot of rules for your kids? Now, rules are important, but sometimes parents think of them as a foolproof way to corral an unruly child and transform him or her into a mature young person. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. We know that children thrive with structure, and reasonable expectations can keep a household in working order. But there are limits to those sayings, and here's why. Household rules are often dreamed up in the moment. The parent wants to make their child behave now. So when a crisis develops, a new rule is invented on the spot to stamp out the problem right then and there. Sometimes that's okay, maybe even necessary. The trouble is that strategy only addresses the child's immediate outward behavior. What often goes overlooked is the child's inner motivation for behaving that way and their overall maturity. That is what we ought to be after as parents. So as you go through each new day of parenting, do what you have to do to maintain order in your home. But don't stop there. Effective parenting is more than just putting out fires with an endless list of rules. Instead, build your home on healthy principles like patience, kindness, and respect for others. Developing inner self-control and maturity is what will help your child transform his behavior, not just in that moment, but over the long haul. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Investing in bonds involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Income may be subject to state, local, or federal alternative minimum tax. When interest rates rise, prices will fall. When interest rates fall, prices will rise.
I'm at a place in my life where I need investment income. That's why I invest in tax-free municipal bonds. I love the income they provide. Income that's federally tax-free. At this point, that's exactly the kind of income I need.
Tax-free municipal bonds can serve as the cornerstone for a conservative portfolio. They offer income that's tax-free. Henyon & Walsh is a leading expert in tax-free municipal bonds. We're committed to finding you the best bonds to meet your investment goals. We'll even send you our informative bond guide, absolutely free, if you call right now. 1-800-908-5154. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, consider municipal bonds. Take charge of your investments today and keep more of your hard-earned money. Call now to receive your copy of our informative bond guide. It's free, so call right now. 1-800-908-5154. 1-800-908-5154. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Just ahead of sports, if you are northbound on Highway 6, there is an accident that is blocking traffic south of Rock Prairie. Okay, so if north on 6, south of Rock Prairie, there's an accident there. So you might want to find another source.
Thank you, Scott. Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:52. We'll start you off with a high school football playoff report. Navasota was in an unusual position over the weekend, trailing anybody. They were down actually 14-0 early, then they shut out Henderson the rest of the way and went on to a convincing 34-14 win. The Rattlers semifinal round is against Liberty Hill at Baylor's McLean Stadium. They'll kick it off Friday at 7 o'clock. Iola fell to Tenaha 35-28, and if you'd like to see more on your favorite team, head on over to BrazosFootball.com. The 7-5 Aggies will be seeking to win a bowl game for the fourth consecutive year for the first time in school history when they take on the West Virginia Mountaineers in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. It's the sixth straight season A&M will play in a bowl game, which is also a program first. The game is scheduled for December 29th. It's in Memphis. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 o'clock, and of course it's here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The Kansas Jayhawks will be getting A&M wide receiver coach and recruiting coordinator David Beatty as their next head football coach. ESPN's SEC reporter Sam Kahn Jr. has more on Beatty's return to KU.
He relates well with his players. He relates well with recruits, which is key because Kansas is going to have to raise its talent level without a doubt. And I think the fact that he's familiar with Lawrence is huge.
Beatty was a Jayhawks wideout coach in 2008 and was actually the co-offensive coordinator before he came to A&M in 2011. Ohio State will join Alabama, Oregon, and Florida State in the inaugural college football playoff, with number 1 Crimson Tide facing off the number 4 Buckeyes in the All-State Sugar Bowl. And the second-seeded Oregon Ducks will face third-seeded Seminoles in the Rose Bowl. Both of those games are on New Year's Day. Aggie basketball's Alex Caruso scored a season-high 23 points, and A&M overcame a 13-point deficit to run Arizona State out of Reed Arena 72-71. Aggie senior guard Jordan Green said that some of the early season slip-ups actually helped the Aggs in this game.
You know, those two games that we kind of struggled a little bit 2 games ago, we weren't sharing the ball, we weren't who we were, so we got our assists up a little bit, but we also everyone was attacking and everyone was doing their job, so it was great because everyone's smiling, everyone's having a good time.
Guys hit the road to Waco tomorrow for another Battle of the Brazos. Pre-game set for 7:30. The tip-off is at 8, and that game, of course, is on Newstalk 1620 WTAW as well. Number 5 Texas A&M women's basketball hit the road to Fort Worth and kept their record perfect at 9-0 for just the second time in school history. The last time they were 9-0 was back in 08 and 09. They knocked off TCU 82-71. The number five, Texas A&M women's soccer team historic 2014 campaign came to an end with a 3-1 loss to the number four Virginia Cavaliers in the College Cup semifinals Friday. Head coach G. Guerrieri said, this is just the tip of the iceberg for these ladies, though.
It's been a fantastic run this year. It's great being in this event. We'll be back and expecting more out of ourselves, looking at these players as the example of how they got here and what we need to do to make that next step to a national championship game.
The Texas A&M seniors in this class set a school record with 75 wins. In the NFL, heading into Sunday's game, the Texans needed a loss by the Colts and a win in Jacksonville in order to have a chance at the playoffs. The latter, they accomplished. The former didn't happen. The Texans beat the Jags 27-13. J.J. Watt knows the Texans, though, still have a shot at the postseason.
It's not where you picture yourself when you start the year, but I think where we are right now, it's two games in a row. We're in a must-win situation as we go forward here, obviously, and we've done it twice, and we need to continue to do it as we go forward, and then you let the chips fall where they may. But right now we know that the only thing we can control is winning each week, so we need to go on the road and try and get a big one this week.
Houston controls their own destiny on the road. They're in Indianapolis Sunday. The kickoff for that game is at noon. Dallas Cowboys beat the Chicago Bears on Thursday. They'll play again this Sunday against Philadelphia in Philly. Kickoff for that game, it's the night game, 7:30 Sunday night. In the NBA, the Phoenix Suns beat the Dallas Mavericks 118-106. Nick Johnson scored on a driving layup with under a second to go in overtime to help the Houston Rockets escape with a 114-112 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Tim Duncan recorded a triple-double and led San Antonio to a 107-100 victory over the Memphis Grizzlies. And a quick congratulations to former Texas A&M All-American and NCAA champ Aaliyah Atkinson. She is the first Ag in history to win a world championship with a 100-meter breaststroke at the 2014 FINA World Short Course Championships this past Saturday. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards & More. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Creative promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards & More, in their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
It is bug time here in the Brazos Valley. That's right. Spiders and roaches and fleas and all those multiple things with multiple legs come crawling around trying to get inside your home. You've got two choices. You can buy some stuff at the grocery store and spray away and hope it works. You can call a professional. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're lucky because the folks from ABC Home and Commercial Services have been doing just that kind of work for about 60 years. And so as a result, they pretty much know all the tricks of the trade to get it taken care of. In other words, taking care of any critters that might be in your home right now and making sure that new ones don't come in after they take care of the business. And one of the things that's important to you, everybody who puts on an ABC Home and Commercial Services uniform has had a background check, so you can be sure that you can be secure with them on your property. So get in touch with Bobby Jenkins and let him send a crew out there to take care of whatever your problem happens to be. And don't forget, you have things that need to be done to your lawn even when the weather's cool. They can handle that too. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Folks at College Station Police want to remind you that there is an accident that has taken place that involves a number of vehicles. So as a result, traffic is actually being diverted off the bypass right now at W.D. Fitch. All northbound traffic being diverted to the northbound feeder at Fitch at this time. Motorists are asked to use caution, avoid the area if possible, and go another way. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.